I'm Maya Wilson, the author of the Alaska From Scratch cookbook.
And kind of looking into this and learning about the book and learning about you a little bit, I guess I wanted to start sort of at the beginning, and you moved up here. And how long were you here before you decided that you needed to do a cookbook, that maybe doing a column wasn't enough, or just working around food wasn't enough, that you really needed to put this down on paper?
Well, after about doing the blog for 5 years and being a food columnist, a book just really made the most sense as the next step, kind of taking the body of work that I had done and all the writing and photography and things and translating that into a book.
Before we get too much into the food, because that's my favorite part, I'm really curious about the photography aspect. Is that something that you had a lot of experience with, or did you develop that over time doing the blog? Because that is such a huge part of a successful cookbook today.
Yeah, I didn't start doing food photography until I became a food blogger. So if you look back at my early photos, they're a little bit embarrassing to me now because I didn't really know what I was doing. And I really picked it up more and more as I went along and taught myself. And when I was hired to do the photography for my book by my publisher, I was so honored because I felt like I had really, really arrived.
Kind of sticking with that for a moment, does that, having the photography sort of in the back of your mind, does that influence your recipes in any way in terms of how the final product will actually look? Because, you know, we know that sort of general philosophy of we eat with our eyes first and that sort of thing, but how has that played into how you develop recipes?
Oh, it certainly plays into the time of day that I cook, depending on when we have daylight. And in the winter, like right now,
right,
you have to cook right in the middle of the day to get some good daylight for your shots. So that's definitely a factor. But also I think about getting beautiful colors and a lot of variety on the plate. Because, for example, shooting corned beef and cabbage is not the most beautiful thing.
Right.
So you really have to think about those things as you're developing food. But because I grew up in California and I have those kind of sensibilities that I bring to the table, I think a lot of color comes with that and freshness.
Right. And I know you've written about this a lot, but that move from California, which is so much the garden of the entire country in so many ways,
sure,
to here where it's very, very much less so. You have to work a lot harder to get some of those same things. How hard was that adjustment? Or was it difficult? Was it just a sort of a challenge and wow, there's this whole other world, and so we'll do it that way?
It was certainly a challenge and a little bit of culture shock for me when I moved up here and I realized how spoiled I was to have all this fresh produce year-round and to have a Starbucks on every corner. And then I was in Nikiski and no drive-thrus to speak of. But it really tapped into my childhood growing up with some food insecurity and being up here for my first winter. And I realized I know how to do this. I know how to work with little or nothing.
Right.
And I feel like it tapped into something really deep inside me. And that's kind of how the blog was born.
Something that stuck out to me in the book was this huge range of ways to get into the kitchen and get your hands dirty and make some good stuff.
Yes, I think that really speaks to my evolution in the kitchen as well. You know, I went from a home cook, mom of three, to a food writer, and then to eventually a chef at the Flats Bistro.
Right.
And so that evolution really shows up in the book, where you see some very, you know, homey, fundamental recipes, and then you see some chefier things.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if that difference between cooking at home and then moving into a commercial setting where it's very much all about prep and assembly, and how did that influence the book? How did that influence how you approach cooking, making that change and bringing that professional commercial experience into the fold?
I certainly think that it stretched me and challenged me in really great ways. And it gave me kind of that depth of experience that I think, you know, a knowledge of the language of the kitchen and mm-hmm. of ingredients and how ingredients are sourced especially here locally in Alaska, that was huge for me in terms of informing who I am as an Alaska food writer.
You know, we can't not talk about the local aspect of the book, because there are so many great local recipes, and I do mm-hmm. like that you have given folks a chance to substitute some things. I mean, moose isn't available everywhere,
but right.
but given all the different ways there are to take advantage of the stuff we have to offer here, how long did it take to kind of whittle down and figure out what is the essence of how I want to describe this place in terms of food and in terms of how to prepare that food?
Well, I think the essence of how I wanted to describe the place is really in the center of the book, in the seafood chapter. I feel like the seafood chapter is really my pride and joy, because seafood resources are really the state's pride and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to reflect that in the book, because this is Kenai, and we are a fishing community, and I wanted to represent that well. And so that was really, really important to me.
One of my favorite recipes is you have the famous Kenai jalapeno cheddar dip.
Yes, Echo Lake.
Yes. So local, so perfect for a book like this.
Oh, thank you. It's delicious on that cheeseburger.
I wanted to also take some time and maybe you could share what some of your favorite recipes are, because I know that some of these things I'm sure you probably make all the time, and others are maybe a little bit more special fare or don't come along too often. But what are some of the standbys in your personal life that maybe made it into the cookbook, or some version of those that made it into the cookbook?
One of my personal favorites is the Swedish pancakes. It's something you really can't get up here, something that speaks to my food history, and it's a family favorite. I make it for guests. My kids request them all the time. And when I was the brunch chef at the Flats, I used to have them on the menu. And so that's one of my favorites. Another favorite is the peanut butter cookies. We just made a batch of those this weekend. And then those ginger peanut salmon noodle bowls we had for dinner last night.
That's one that I really want to try, is the ginger and salmon. That's a really underrated combination, I think.
Oh, definitely. You should try that.
I also know that you have on your website, alaskafromscratch.com, a ton of recipes there. Is there stuff that's different there than in the book, or?
Yes. 80% of the book is brand new, and then about 20% is previously published. Favorites from the blog, favorites from the column, or kind of adaptations of previously published recipes. But you will find that there is a lot of new material in there. So those of you who have been reading the blog or the column for a long time, this is some new stuff too.
Yeah, it's so much fun to have those ideas and then see if it works, and then see if you can make it better and make it something that you want to share with people.
Yes.
Well, Maya, again, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time and talking about this wonderful book and all the great Alaska-centric stuff that's in it.
Oh, thanks so much, Shaylin. I so appreciate it.